Dr. Manager, the committee report of consultation on patient Terry Blas, B-L-A-S, first name T-E-R-R-Y, date of birth 5/24/1982. Referring physician Robert Merriol, M-M-E-R-E-O-L-E, 6101 Kennedy Boulevard, East Suite 1, West New York, New Jersey, 07093. Dr. Merriol, thank you for referring Ms. Terry Blas for infectious disease evaluation. As you know, this is a pleasant ...43-year-old female who is referred for infectious disease evaluation because of chronic recurrent infections which appear to have started after a bout of COVID in November 2020. Since then, the patient has been admitted to the hospital on multiple occasions and has been intubated at least 6 times. Currently suffers from severe recurrent attacks of asthma and COPD, morbid obesity, hypertension, hypothyroidism, COVID lung disease, and depression. His allergies to morphine, peanuts, and semaglutide. Past medical history includes anemia, anxiety, asthma, depression, diabetes, chronic diarrhea, high blood pressure, pneumonia, osteoarthritis, obstructive sleep apnea requiring home ventilator and CPAP. She carries portable oxygen. Is chronically tired. GYN history, 4 live births, status post hysterectomy. Surgical history, positive for sleeve gastrectomy, 2017. 4 C-sections, hysterectomy 2018, 3 bronchothermoplasty surgeries. Family history is positive for lupus, breast cancer, hypertension, diabetes, strokes, alcohol and drug addiction, and AIDS. Medications include Dupixent, Mounjaro, Valtrex, Xanax, Zoloft, Seroquel, Amlodipine, Valsartan, Wellbutrin, Lasix, Duaneb, Zopanex, Racemic, Epinephrine, Gabapentin, and Singulair, as well as steroids, Prednisone. Physical examination reveals obese, 43-year-old female, 5'6", 267 pounds. Blood pressure 130 over 70, pulse 76, respiratory rate 18, temperature 98, head, nomocephalic, atraumatic, eyes, pupils, equiramy, active, scleronocteric, Cushing facies, lungs, diminished breath sounds, heart as one as two, abdomen, soft, obese, bowel sounds present, no rebound, no gliding, no masses, extremities, no cyanosis, no clubbing, no edema, neurological, non-focal, impression, 43-year-old female with probable long COVID, chronic recurrent infections and severe chronic lung disease, likely caused by COVID pneumonia. Now suffering from asthma, diabetes, obstructive sleep apnea, COPD, hypertension, and obesity. Patient is under physical and emotional stress as well. It's currently under the care of a therapist. The patient is currently taking steroids, which are non-selective immunosuppressants. I will try to identify, if possible, any specific immune or autoimmune markers at this time, or if a patient may ultimately benefit from consultation with rheumatology to see if she's a candidate for alternative immunosuppressant therapy. I believe the Mounjaro is an essential component as long as the patient can continue to take it, may experience significant benefit in terms of the pro-inflammatory condition associated with visceral fat stores, which may continue to amplify the problem. Persistent immune dysregulation and pro-inflammatory state have been well documented long after initial infection with COVID. Patients with long COVID exhibit sustained elevations in inflammatory markers, including IL-6, IL-1B, tumor necrosis factor alpha, and C-reactive protein. Altered immune cell phenotypes, including persistent activation of monocytes and T-cells, have also been documented. This chronic inflammatory response is thought to contribute to diverse and persistent symptoms of long COVID, including fatigue, neurocognitive dysfunction, and cardiopulmonary complications. The mechanisms underlying the phenomenon may involve epigenetic reprogramming of innate immune cells with persistent viral persistent viral antigenemia and ongoing autoimmune activation. Summary, persistent hyperinflammatory responses are a recognized feature of acute and long COVID, supported by multiple lines of literature and the medical literature, period. Antiviral therapy is unlikely to be a benefit at this time. We'll continue to search for markers and alert you to any significant progress on this end. ultimately may benefit from rheumatological evaluation and possible treatment with alternative medication. New paragraph. We'll follow along with you and add further recommendations as needed. Thank you very much for allowing me to participate in the care of this patient. Sincerely, Anthony J. Mangi, MD, FACB.